is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and of course by our host Nat's Landing, and now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
How's everybody doing?
Doing all right, Coach. So we haven't had a chance to talk in a couple of weeks, so I say let's start with the Brantley County game, if you're okay with that.
That sounds good to me. I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We just won't talk about the Braves right now.
Yeah, no point in that.
No point in that tonight.
So 35-7 winners over the Brantley County Herons. They're having a tough year over there at Nahunna, and you guys went over there and poured it on them.
Well, I thought we played pretty well against them. You know what? We won 35-7, and the kids came out and played pretty hard. We squandered a few opportunities against them, but I thought our defense was really, really good. It was 8-7 at the half, you know, and at that point I was kind of talking to the guys at halftime. We probably should have been ahead maybe 23-7. We missed a few opportunities here and there, and then I thought the kids came out in the second half, kind of took over the game. In the third quarter, we were able to do pretty much anything we wanted to. The offense did a really good job, and, you know, Jeff's trying to get it put together over there. He's working hard. He said he had a much better week last week, so, you know, he'll get it going, and I thought the kids did a really good job of executing Friday night against Brantley.
What were the key points that allowed you guys to win that football game? Tell me some of the things that you did really well.
We played really good defense. We didn't actually give up a score. It's 35-7. They picked off a pass and ran it back is what happened. It went through our receiver's hands, and their guy was in man-to-man, and he just caught it and ran it in. And the defense played exceptional that night. I think the defense, starting defense, may have given up 52 yards for three quarters. So, you know, they were really, really good. Did a lot of things correct on defense. Special teams was outstanding. We kept them pinned back all night on special teams. I think the opening kickoff, we tackled them on the 3-yard line. The kid tried to make a move. We tackled them down there on the 3. Kept them pinned, and we blocked a punt. Then we also picked off a pass and ran it back for a touchdown, too. So the defense actually scored 8 points. So we could have actually won the game 8-7 without the offense even being there because the defense put up 8 points. But offensively, I thought our offensive line did a really good job. As the game went on in the third quarter, making some adjustments and doing a few things, we hit holes. I think Jordan that night ended up with about 160-something yards rushing. And so we ran the ball rather well that night. I think we ended up with over 200-something yards rushing. And Thomasville threw the ball down the field really well also. So I think he was 12 for 19 for maybe 160-something yards and 2 touchdowns. So threw the ball well. We ran the ball pretty well. And I thought the kids overall had a pretty solid game against Brantley going in and out. And I thought we handled it playing at home, you know, the emotion. First home game all year. So we were excited, and the kids did a good job of handling all that emotion.
Coach, the week before that, you lose a heartbreaker, 21-18 to Tift Area, who, of course, is a perennial power in GISA. And then you turn around the very next week and you come out and you play a GHSA team and you dominate the second half of the football game, and the scoreboard looks very lopsided in our favor. How do you get your kids to go from the mindset of losing a heartbreaker to the coming back the next week and putting on this type of performance against Brantley?
Well, you know, we went in and we watched the film on Tift Area, and I think the kids were more disappointed because we didn't play good. They, you know, and I told them, you know, we just didn't play good. We got to come out and execute and play with some heart and some intensity, and they did. You know, they answered that call, and that was one of the things I thought they did a really good job. Had we played with the heart and intensity, that I felt like, you know, it was our third road game in a row. That was probably a bad scheduling by me. But, you know, you go on the road 3 times. That third one, I think we were a little leg weary. We've been traveling all that time. And then, you know, to come back and bounce back. We know we're a pretty good football team. We just got to come out and play with intensity and emotion and put it all on the line. And, you know, we made a mistake, too, in that one. I went for it on that fourth down, that punt, and that kind of put us behind the eight ball. If I don't do that, we probably walk out of there from the tipped area game. We may have actually won that game had I not done that. We punt the ball, make them play, and let the defense go. But we gave them a short field, and we made a mistake, and then we made another mistake on the kickoff return and put us behind that. But I thought the kids responded real well against Brantley that week.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So your defense played great, and special teams played great against Brantley. Talk a little bit about your offense. How well did they play?
Well, we established the run. We established the run game, and that was something that I've been, you know, after the Valwood, we hadn't really established it. We weren't a force. And then going into that Brantley game, we really established the run game, and our guys did an outstanding job of going in and doing that. And I thought we ran the ball for over 200-something yards in that game, and then we were able to throw for, you know, 160-something. So we had 360 yards of offense. Really, the second half, we kind of wore Brantley down with our whole big, massive lineup that we carry out there, that all 28 kids that were dressed out. But we were able to wear them down a little bit, I thought, with our offensive line, and they did a really, really good job up front, you know, winning that battle. So it's one of those things that you have to tip your hat to the kids who continue to fight through it and play really, really well and execute. And we didn't turn the ball over on offense, you know, in the second half, and we executed. We did what we wanted to do. We went in and made some just a few adjustments at halftime, and we really executed really well.
Is that a game that next season we'll see a return? Is that a two-year? Was that a two-year contract, or is it just Brantley coming here this 1 year, and then next year will we go back over to Nahana?
We'll go back to Nahana next year. It's a two-year. Everything on there is a two-year deal, so we should be going over to Nahana next year to play Brantley. So, be interesting there. You know, we get to go back over there and play Coach Cannon. I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
Talk a little bit about that. You and Coach Cannon, of course, really good friends, and then you have to square off on the football field. How do you handle that? Going into game week and even the game?
You know, it's funny. We have a great relationship, so we kind of pretty much had talked all week up to that point. You know, he gets off the bus, comes out, gives me a hug, and he said, "Now listen, you know, at 7:30, we're not friends for about 2 hours, you know." And I laughed. I said, "Jeff, you'll always be my friend. It don't matter during the game or not, you know." And so it's one of those things. It's one of those you go out there, and at the end, what did you get from it? What did you learn from it? It's kind of, what did we get from it? And, you know, and his thing was, you know, what did they learn from it? And it becomes a learning tool. It's not a region game, but it's one of those that helps you get better. And he was a little bit disappointed in his kids' effort that night. And, you know, I get it. But at the same time, I think he used it as a tool and got a little bit better this past week. I think he played Cook County pretty good. And so he used it as a tool for himself to get his kids better. So that's one of the things you got to do as a coach. You just got to rebound and get ready and get your kids ready and keep them all on board. And Coach Cannon does a really good job of that.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378. And let's go, Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Linn County Athletics. Let's go Knights.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. On location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Okay, coach, so you come off the big win 35-7 over Brantley. You kids are flying high last week at practice, I'm sure. And so now you turn your attention to Long County. So what do you tell your kids after they come off a big win over a AAA GHSA school heading into another game with a AAA GHSA school to get them prepared?
Time to reload, get ready. And the kids do a really good job of that. I've talked about it before. They have a workmanship mentality about it. They're going to go out there and they're going to prepare. And so the best thing probably was when we went against Long, it was pretty simplified for us. They didn't do a ton of formations that we had to go against any different. They ran a lot of stuff that we do. So our kids are kind of used to seeing the similar formations and plays, things of that nature, and I thought we handled it really well. I think the defense on the night at the time gave up 29 yards until the last punt that was a little box punt, and they ran it for 63-yard touchdown. We had given up 29 total yards all night long, so we'd done a pretty good job until we gave up the little punt there for 63. So I think they ended up with 91 yards or something like that at the end, or 92 yards. But I thought our guys just did a really good job up front. Our front seven played really well. Secondary was on it. I think they had one completion for 30 yards. And that was because we slipped. And so, overall, I thought our defense played lights out. And offensively, we did what we needed to do. I think the first two drives set the tone. We drove the field 65 yards and scored, and then they punted us back, and we had to go 99 yards, and we drove the ball 99 yards and punched in the next score, and we used up a lot of clock in that situation too, but I thought the kids did a really good job of staying focused and executing, and the offense kind of set the tone early on with the first two drives scoring and making it 14-0.
So going into the half, you guys get those two scores. You go into the half up 14-0. Your defense has played great, not giving up any points. You've had a long drive to punch the ball in the end zone, and you find yourself up by two touchdowns. So at the half, you got to feel that your team's got some confidence to go back out and play the second half. So, going into the locker room, sit there in front of the kids, up 14-0 over yet another AAA GHSA opponent. What do you say to them?
Why in the world have we not been able to block wide zone? Why? What in the world? I was just yelling the whole time for 10 minutes. Why could we not block wide zone? They were giving us the technique in the end, and we had an overhang player. We had an extra guy. And so the kids are probably like, man, you'd think coach would be happy. But I was trying to figure out, and I just kept calling wide zone. I was like, we're going to run it till we get this right. So we go in and draw it up. And, of course, first play out of the half, we run the wide zone, and Jordan hits it for 80 yards. And I'm like, told you. I don't know why we haven't been able to run like that all night long. I'm like, why in the world have we not been able to run the ball? So, that was really the halftime speech, is why are we not been able to run wide zone?
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, not a lot of rah-rah. The defense, we didn't really make many adjustments besides, hey, keep it in front of you and do what you're doing. And I thought the defense did a great job all night long. Had two interceptions. Eli had two interceptions, and we stuck to run all night long. And the secondary was really, really good. So, offensively, we hit some holes. I think on the night, Jordan ran the ball 35 times for 240 yards rushing. I think we ended up with 269 or 70 yards rushing, and we threw the ball for 87 or 86 yards, something like that. And at one point, I was doing the stats, and I was like, why in the world did I not throw it more? Thomas was like 5 for 5 on the first five passes. I was like, why did I not throw it? And he ended up, I think he was 8 for 15 for 86 or 87 yards and a touchdown. We had a really efficient night. I think we ran 62 plays on offense. We ran 62 plays on offense, and we chewed up a lot of clock, and we did a really good job of controlling it. the receivers are doing a great job catching the ball, and the whole line was doing a really good job at times getting our zones. And I thought, of course, the defense played just really, really good. And they answered the bell. I mean, it's a 3A GHSA school, another school that gets off the bus with 50, 60 kids, and we're dressing 28. But, you know, I've said it time and time again, I'll take my 28 and go down that alley anytime. And we've done a pretty good job of going down there and playing hard.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you get out of the half, you come back out in the third quarter, and you absolutely put the game away in the third quarter, dominated the third quarter, put up a couple more scores just to salt the game away.
Yeah, I thought the kids did a really good job just to finish it off, you know. And it gave us a chance to roll a bunch of other kids in, get a little bit of experience there at the end. And so, but we did a good job of playing stingy defense, ball control offense, and we didn't do anything really fancy at the whole night. You know, a lot of zone, toss, you know, some ISOs. We ran some traps out of our spread sets, and we executed, you know. And don't turn the ball over. If you do that, you got a chance of winning a lot of games. And if you can play defense like we've been playing defense here lately, that's what happens. And so our kids have done a good job, and we just continue to try to get better and better every week. It's what I've told them. Even this week in our bye week, is let's work on us getting better. You know, let's not focus about everything else. So let's work on us getting better and doing the finer things, because we're gonna have some tough games in this back five. We gotta go on the road to a couple places.
We'll talk about that in just a moment, Coach. Give us an update on our injury report heading into the bye week.
I think everyone is pretty much back. Kyle's out right now still with the cast on the leg, but I think everybody else is pretty much back. We're sore, we're beat up, bruised up. You played five games, you know, a couple guys are little ginger. I think Jaden was out a little bit today. He's back over there looking and grinning. He was being a little soft on me today at practice. You know, my back's hurting, my leg's hurting, something. I don't know what it was, but he'll be all right. The kids getting ready, and we're just a little sore. You're not going to be at 100% right now. You're going to be, if you're at 80%, you're at 100% in the middle of the football season.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, coach, so two wins in a row over GHSA schools. Get your record back to 3-2 over 500. Now you go into the bye week heading against Memorial Day, which is homecoming, by the way.
Oh, they moved that on me. We had homecoming last week.
Okay, I stand corrected.
So I thought it was homecoming too, according to the schedule, but they moved it up a week.
That's what it says on my schedule. All right.
They tricked me too.
Okay, well, scratch the question I was going to ask, just throw it out the window.
Okay.
Going into the bye week, you got 2 weeks to prepare for a team. How difficult is it to keep your kids focused? Do you spend those whole 2 weeks focused on Memorial Day?
No. We're focusing on us more than anything. We did a lot of drill work today, conditioning, things like that. Working on our route spacing, making sure our route work. We're getting a little bunched up on running our route, so we work on route spacing a couple times. Working on a run game against the four-man front, five-man front. We've been doing those things. We'll worry about Memorial Day a little bit next week, more next week than we have any this week. We did a little bit today. We'll go work on that. But we're just working on multiple fronts, looking at different stunts, things that have given us problems over the first five games. We went back, looked at, and practiced, and like said, hey, we need to get this fixed, or we got to get this fixed. This guy does this stunt, or he does this move. We got to get those things fixed. So that has been some of the things that we've been working on right now. So that's been our move in the bye week.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The things that you got to work on, sure, I get all of that. Tell me about some of the things that you've been happy with for the first half of the season that, you know, you can kind of give your kids a pat on the back.
Special teams has really been a bright spot for us. I've been, you know, we practice it every day for 30 minutes. You know, we probably practice it more than most big programs. We really take a focus of doing that. We're working on blocking punts all the time. We've been very close. We blocked three, but we came close to blocking two Friday night, and putting the pressure on the punters. Other things, I think we've gotten better and better in our run game, being physical up front, getting it downhill, and really, you know, throwing the ball. I was really worried about it at the beginning of the season, but now we've been able to throw the ball and execute the ball down the field. So it's been very good to see us get the ball out on the perimeter and be able to stretch the defense. Our receivers have done an outstanding job. Those guys are making some really tough catches, and we knew Friday night that we weren't going to get a ton of space with Long County. They were going to be in our hip pocket, but our guys did a good job of making some catches, and Thomas threw some footballs in the perfect spot, and our guys had to make that catch, and they did a good job Friday night.
Have you watched any film? I know it's early. Have you watched any film yet on Memorial Day?
Yeah, I got five films on them already. That's a crazy question. I've been watching film on Memorial Day, Pinewood, Bullock. It's my open week. I start planning and taking notes, you know, way down the road. So,
what do you see on Memorial Day that got your attention on tape?
They're going to run the wing T there and the double wing type look. They're going to run a 4-3 on defense, two high safety. You know, things that we just got to go out and do is just execute. I told the kids today, we just got to go play our game and control the tempo and control the line of scrimmage and play physical. And I think we can take care of it. You know, they're going to have some talented athletes, a few guys, they always do. But if we play sound football like we're capable of playing, then I feel very good about the outcome.
Yeah, I remember in the very early days of this program, I believe that we played them a good bit as we were in the classification. Yeah. Then when classifications got reclassified,
right,
we moved up, they stayed there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And when we first started playing them, they were really, really good, tons of athletes. And, I think as we built our program, we had a little bit of a stigma, can we play against them? And now it's like, we don't really care who we play. I think we've created that culture at Frederico that we're not worried about who the biggest team is or who's got the most people. We're going to worry about taking care of our business, and our kids go out there and take care of business on Friday night. They do a really good job of blocking all the outside noise out and going and playing football. And so far, you know, there's not been – I don't think we've been – a bigger team than anybody, so we just went in and we play our game, and our kids do a good job of executing.
All right, Coach, last thought before we sign off for this evening. Give me your winner, Georgia, Alabama.
Well, Saban's down with COVID.
Yes.
I just heard, and the athletic director's down with COVID, so I don't know if they call me in over there to call some stuff. I'd have to take Alabama, but I'm probably not going to get that phone call, so... I think Georgia's defense is too good. I mean, I watched them play. They do a really good job. Somebody asked me about the Tennessee-Georgia game, and I said it'll be good up to the half, and then they'll get wore out because Georgia's deep. What they've done is they went and modeled their program like Alabama, but I think they've got the defense in tune. I think they're very solid. Alabama's going to stretch that defense. Don't get me wrong, but I think Georgia may be too good up front on defense, and we'll be able to control Alabama a little bit better than some of these other teams. If Ole Miss can put up 48 points on you, you know, Alabama might have went to a Big 12 clinic. I'm not sure on defense, but could have happened. But I think that Georgia may sneak it out. I know they have to go to Tuscaloosa to win it, but I feel like they may win it.
That is the best analysis that I've heard of a football game in quite some time. And remember, I do a Saturday morning show with another person that doesn't quite give that type of analysis. I pick them because they wear red.
Well, I watch a lot of football, so I look at a lot of different things. So I do a lot of analytics on those things. So I think Georgia has a really good chance. Probably they're the better team, just to be honest, from what I've seen.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. For Coach Derrick, Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.